Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Let me start off today's episode by saying, welcome Leo season. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Walk the fuck in. Stay a while. Let me grab a chair, sit down, make yourself comfortable, because I am done with Cancer season. You guys, don't get me wrong. I love my Cancer people. I love Cancer season. But when you've got two eclipses, a Mercury retrograde, some bullshit called a moon wobble, on top of what's already going on in your chart, it can be a bit much. So I got one of my favorite Cancers who is going to stay around a little bit longer because, like a good bra, these titties need that type of support. And he supports my titties very well. So let's welcome the titty supporter, Jay.
Hey, everyone.
So you're here until further notice. It is now fucking Leo season. Thank God. Mm-hmm. We survived Cancer season.
Yep.
The last 2 weeks, shitty.
Yeah, it's been a rough patch.
I think that sometimes people think that I'm being dramatic when I say a lot's happened from Thursday to Thursday, because we drop every episode on Thursday, and so much shit goes on in between that time.
Yeah.
And I want to discuss it on today's episode. I want to keep today's episode light. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go as hard as I did on last week's episode, but I really felt the need to deliver that type of message. I felt the timing was right. I felt that it was perfect. I did think that I went just a little bit too hard, but it needed to be said. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned this before. I am not a shit talker. I am not someone that likes to bitch and complain and not do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We've discussed this before. If there's a problem, I want to solve it. If there's a miscommunication, let's sit down and talk about it. Mm-hmm. If I feel, and that's if I feel, I don't give a fuck about the other person. If I feel that the conversation is worthy.
You definitely have to pick your battles.
Exactly. Because there's some people that you are going to want to clear the air with or settle shit with, but it's like talking to a brick fucking wall. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing there. There's no changing that person or anything. So I want to get into that today. I also want to get into what it's like to be friends with a psychic. What the expectations are, and if there should be any type of expectation. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think there should be expectations. It's more like boundaries than expectations than any relationship.
I'll take boundaries. Mm-hmm. But you and I both know that a lot of times those boundaries are blurred.
Yeah.
And I say that I have a lot of, you know, close friends. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I've got a handful of friends, and I've got less than a handful of really, really close people that know pretty much everything about me, you being one of them, mm-hmm. Heather being the other one, and that's pretty much it.
I think that's all you really need.
Well, I mean, other than Lynn, and, you know, I gotta say, really fast here, I know that I'm always talking about her, but Allie Levine has become a really, really good friend of mine.
You guys got close really quick.
I fucking love her. Mm-hmm. I think that she is very good energy for me right now. And mm-hmm. she's also, even though she's a lot younger than I am, she's a great mentor for me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm able to bounce things off of her. And I love her type of East Coast mentality. She keeps it real. She keeps it raw. And she's gotten a little bit comfortable with the two of us to the point where now she's shit-talking.
It's fun.
I'm not going to lie. The other day, I'm not going to mention any names here, but there was something that I did. And she was like, bitch, I tried to warn you, Mitchell. I didn't take away the experience from you, but stop and think about the conversation, Chris. And I looked at Allie and I was like, okay, do we just change roles here? You are now the psychic and I am now you, the fashion diva that's getting advice, you know?
Yeah.
But she had me dying, and she was like, you know, she goes, I was kind of hoping that you would read between the lines. I said, I was reading between the lines very well. I just didn't think it was going to be that way. And she was like, you know, I just didn't want to take your hope away. And I told her, take it away next time.
She was dropping hints and you weren't picking it up. Yeah.
So we got to spend a lot of time with her over the weekend, uh-huh. more than we normally do.
That was fun.
She is becoming really, really close. I fucking love her. I love Amelia. I love Justin. Great family, great friends. But we got to do a birthday party for Carrie Martin.
Shout out to Carrie Martin.
Shout out to Carrie Martin. And we did Lucky Strike Bowl on Saturday. And there was a whole bunch of girls there that I hadn't seen in a really long time. Rachel O'Brien was there. Tara from Dirty John was there. Mm-hmm. Who else was there?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Marfuji was there. who else? Allie went with us. Allie drove with us.
Uh-huh.
And, God, there was a whole bunch of other girls that were there that I hadn't seen in a really long time. Some of the girls I could have done without, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it was a really, really, really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed that. And I've mentioned this before. When it comes to parties, I can only be there for a certain amount of time, maybe 2 hours tops.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not one of those psychics or metaphysical people that just parks my ass in the corner and just sits there. I'm very much a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to make my rounds and talk to people. And I had, oh, Abby was there too.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting there. I hadn't seen her in fucking since we were at Annabelle DeSisto's kitten meetup almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And she was there, so I got a chance to see her. But yeah, I very much make my rounds. I want to talk to all these different people. I want to see what they're up to. And when there's so many different creative minds there, to me, it's a beautiful fucking thing because you're able to bounce shit off and we all get each other. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun to do that party. I very much needed that. And then we went out with Allie afterward and had dinner. We were fucking starving. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here and go eat. I must have had... So wait a minute. Jacqueline Marfucci was there. Allie didn't drink that much. Who else was drinking with me? Tara was drinking. There was a couple other people that were drinking. I must have had, like, what, 4 shots of Patron?
Yeah.
And then I had some fucking Malibu mermaid thing that tasted like Malibu and pineapple with coffee in it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Was it good?
It was, you know what, it was all right. But it was one of those drinks where, because it tastes like coffee, it fucks with your head, and I downed the shit out of that. So I was kind of feeling a little bit, but then, like I said before, I'm talking to people and I'm not really reading them. A couple people asked for some insight or whatever. Like, I hadn't seen Abby in a really long time, and I made it a point to go up to her and talk to her, or she made it a point. I don't know how it happened. We just ended up talking, but I admire her.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there fucking hustling and doing her. Had no idea that she was a Scorpio, so I fucking love that even more. And so we had a really good conversation and just kind of picking each other's brains and just... I like that type of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's good. So those are the kind of friends or friendships that I like, where it's kind of easy peasy. It's not a lot of expectation. You're not just sitting there talking for the sake of talking. I mean, the people that I talked to that day, they were intense conversations, deep conversations. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to talk to Rachel all that much.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I think she had to go do some packing. She's off at Yellowstone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's doing her, but yeah, I'm going to catch up with her on, I think, Friday to do dinner. And then, yeah. But again, going back to friendships and being a psychic friend, it's a fine fucking line.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Because again, at the end of the day, what do you do when you see a friend making a mistake and you want to call them out, but you have to keep the boundaries kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never offer my services. I'm not one. If somebody's telling me a story, here's how this works. There's a couple people that we know that I would consider a friend,
mm-hmm.
that whenever they see me is always wanting insight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're always wanting a reading or whatever. Stop me if I'm wrong. I am never one to offer my services. Somebody, they always ask me, right?
Yeah.
So again, because again, I'm not, no disrespect to Teresa Caputo and all those other psychics that are on TV, but I'm just not that fucking person. I don't believe in offering advice or my services if it's not asked for.
I completely agree.
And a lot of the times, my psychic vision doesn't align with the friendship. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people that, they're more acquaintances than they are really, really friends, that... no matter what I say to them, they're going to do what they're going to do no matter what. They're looking for validation from everybody when they should be seeking that validation from themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when I get to that point, there's a couple of other people where I've told them, I can't be friends with you anymore. Like, I can't keep this relationship going because you're sabotaging your life and I'm not one to sit by and keep my fucking mouth shut, especially if I'm calling you a friend. There's a lot of people that are friends with people that don't tell their friends the fucking truth. What if you're codependent in a relationship and you're bouncing around from guy to guy or relationship to relationship or you're lovesick all the time, what kind of friends do you have that don't pull you out of that or tell you to buck up or are truthful with you when it comes to what the fuck you're doing?
Yeah, it's hard.
And I feel like a lot of times our so-called friends and acquaintances want me to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... I don't look forward to being the bad guy, but at the same time, you're not going to skate by me with an excuse that you would give all your other friends, because I see right through you, and I see that you are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You are the reason why this is going the way that it's going. Make no fucking mistake. I don't want to hear that shit triggered you, or that you thought back to a time that once was. I am not making fun of victims. I am not victimizing the victim. But at what point do you allow yourself to heal and grow from it? Especially when you are talking mad shit about being evolved, or you've learned your lessons only to self-sabotage yourself.
Especially when they're asking you for your opinion.
Exactly.
That's the worst part.
Exactly. And I'm good. I am really, really... This is not closing doors on people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. That's not this type of conversation or podcast topic today. But it's very much, I'm going to start to be a little bit more selective with my energy.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before with readings, but this also has to do with people. I'm not into the bullshit anymore. But when you are talking shit and you're coming across as something that you're not, honey, let me tell you something. If you can't handle the energy now and you're feeling this type of way, when the truth comes out and people look at you as being either a liar or a fraud because you're not practicing what you preach, don't come crawling back to me. Because I done fucking told you a million and one fucking times you're busted. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? I mean, does that, you know, this is not shit talking on today's episode.
Uh-huh.
This is very much what I see here. And I can't be that fucking person. If you are sabotaging your life, just like, I mean...
It's where you draw the line.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And I also hold the other friends accountable, because I've heard friends of other friends talk shit about their friends and saying, I wish this. Open your fucking mouth, because this idiot's going to continue to be an idiot because everyone's condoning this idiot's fucking behavior. No one's telling this person anything because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want to be that person. So you're being fake. Right?
They're looking out for the other person's feelings.
Exactly. But shit-talking them behind their back and saying, I can't take another conversation about this person's love life or this, this, and that. Tell that person to shut the fuck up or do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because all this other bullshit, I'm going through something. As long as I've fucking known you, you've been going through something. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point do you start to realize, maybe I am the problem? Maybe it's my way of thinking, my stubborn behavior, or me wanting my, you know, my ego inflated the size of a fucking hot air balloon. Maybe that's the reason why I'm so fucked up. Because what they tend to do is when a person tells them the truth, that person wants to cut that person off because it was too harsh.
Mm-hmm. What boggles my mind is when they ask for it. They ask for it and they don't like the answers that you're giving them, you know, but what do they expect?
Because it forces them to have to go within and see something about themselves that they don't want to recognize or that they don't want to see because it's too hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a you problem. At what point do you evolve? At what point do you let that shit go? All these mantras and all this like spiritual energy. I'm seeing even more metaphysical people come out and talk about this stuff. And I've read these metaphysical people and they are not what they say they are. They hide behind the shield of spirituality and metaphysical shit, but they're not practicing that.
Mm-hmm.
And people could say, well, Chris, your life isn't picture perfect either. You're damn right it's not. But you know what? I'm making a difference in my own fucking life. I am not bitching to you about my problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are things that I can take care of, that I can do on my own. And what good does it do to bitch and complain about it if I'm not going to do anything about it? And I'm sure as hell not going to ask somebody for advice that's fucking 10 times worse off than I am, that can't even make up their own fucking mind.
Yeah.
Why would you want to ride in a car that's halfway busted with somebody else when you can ride solo in a nice, comfortable, air-conditioned fucking car, knowing that you're going to get from point A to point B safely and on your fucking own, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so again, not shit-talking on this episode, but friends out there that are watching your own friend self-sabotage, or you are very much this person, I am so sick and tired of hearing Jay talk about his love life, or lack of, or how he hates his job, or how his sex life isn't great here. Tell Jay to shut the fuck up, or do something about it, right?
But I never complain.
I know, but I'm just using that as a...
If anyone, it's you. Where's Mike?
Exactly, where's Mike? But again, I tend to do things on my own. I like to go within. I practice what I preach, and I like to take that downtime to absorb shit and really, really learn lessons. Because last episode, I think I mentioned this, where I told you, or I told the audience, that I know the lesson for this Mercury retrograde. I know the lesson with the moon wobble, and I know the lesson with these two eclipses. Mm-hmm. I'm very well aware of what's going on. Does the energy fuck with me? Absolutely. I am well aware that I'm feeling some type of way. But let's be truthful here, and you can tell the audience, throw me under the bus if you need to. When I'm feeling that way, what do I do?
Oh, you lock yourself in a room and tear up a shirt and throw a tantrum.
But I tell you, I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
And just to leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And I process it. And I also, it's also very shitty. Heather can vouch for this. I've told Heather this once before. If there's a beef or there's a problem and I need that downtime and I don't want to talk, I'm going to let you know. But if you're feeling salty because of the way that I kind of shut down in order to go within, and when I feel like I'm ready to talk and you're not, that's also okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't expect you to be at my beck and call, and I don't expect you to take a backseat to my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I am being upfront with you and telling you that I'm going through something right now, so leave me the fuck alone in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back when I'm done feeling this way, because it does me no good to feel that type of way and be, I hate this word, triggered by something that you say that gets me to lash out, or that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's somebody that I'm around that's always bitching and complaining, because you know the demon's going to be like, shut up! You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
So, I very much have to go within and do what I need to do here. And I would like to think that if I'm being bitchy or I'm being a fucking baby, you're going to call me out on that. You're going to tell me, get over it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what real friends do.
I think, like any relationship, you gotta find friends that are on your level, or like you can relate to. Like you were saying, like, if I'm not in a good mood, you're gonna fucking tell them straight up, hey, I'm not in a good mood, we'll come back, we'll circle back when we're all good.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I just, again, people, don't be afraid to set boundaries with your friends. We've said this over and over again. Stop condoning the behavior of the idiot. Please, please, please step up and stop them from being an idiot. Do what you need to do as a friend. Set boundaries. Be honest. Be truthful with these people. Tell them what the fuck is going on. If you are tired of them bitching and complaining because they're not doing anything about it and they just want to be the victim, a lot of people want to stay stuck on their pity pot and cry and bitch and complain about stuff. The only thing you're going to do, honey, is you're going to alienate yourself from everybody else, because everyone's going to be growing and evolving and you're still stuck in the same spot. And you're trying to live an identity, or you're trying to live vicariously through the lives of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of living your own fucking life. So anything that they do, you want to be a part of, because your life is shitty, or you're just not willing to take a real good look into your own house.
Like trying to latch on to something better.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's 50-50. It's that person's mentality. It's also the friends that they have around them that condone that type of behavior. And again, I'm done with it. Like I said, I got my really, really good friends. Really, really close ones that I consider close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that here, that I'm honest with, that I know that will, just like Allie, hold me accountable, just like Lynn, hold me accountable, just like Heather, just like you, that will tell me, you're overreacting, or take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that all happens, I'm going to them and asking them, is there something that I'm not seeing about myself here?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had this conversation with you. You guys, write in. I want to hear from you guys on this topic here. Is my message too hard at times? Is my approach too direct? And if so, would you rather have a person be that direct, or would you rather have somebody sugarcoat shit to you? And I guess it's based on the individual.
Yeah.
I want to be told that I'm being a fucking idiot when I'm being a fucking idiot. I want to be told that I'm being gay when I'm being gay. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to hear, because maybe I'm not recognizing something in myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are asking me for advice, or you're not advice, when you're asking me for psychic insight,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you something because you don't want to hear it, or you don't like what I have to say, doesn't mean that it's wrong.
But look who they're asking, though. They're asking you. Like, what do they expect? You know,
what do you mean?
Like, they know that you're going to, if they ask you a question, you're going to give them a straight answer. So they already know where you're coming from, mm-hmm. because they're your friends. I mm-hmm. mean, you're not a person that sugarcoats anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to come, if I were to come and ask you a question, I know I'm going to get it straight up. So I kind of blame the person that's asking you mm-hmm. this question, because what are they expecting?
But is my approach too hard?
They should expect your approach as hard.
I know, but I'm asking you, is my approach too hard? When I deliver that type of blow, because you've seen me we'll leave the examples of people out of it, mm-hmm. but you've seen me be really, really nice to certain people mm-hmm. because the friendship's either new or because I value them as a person. But when you're coming to me with the same fucking shit and it's become repetitive, redundant, and just the same fucking commercial spinning over and over again, I'm going to lose my fucking shit. And I'm going to tell you something that, again, I'm going to tell you in a way that you're not going to fucking like. But again, at what point do you stop bitching and complaining about it?
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. But I think that you have a lot of patience, a lot of tolerance being nice.
Remember, you said that.
You do. You have more tolerance and patience than I do. I'm not going to lie about that. You really do. So when you give them the truth, you know, like, it really builds to that point to get you there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And this isn't, and when we talk about the truth, because people will say, well, Chris, that's your truth. Remember something.
Mm-hmm.
I am not talking about futuristic hits with people anymore. I'm not doing that. During a reading, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to friends, I'm not giving them futuristic hits or going to the past life to indulge their deep desires. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. I am telling you stuff that's going on right now in the present time that is validated by you and what you're telling me. So in all actuality, it is the truth. You're just not willing to see it or accept it.
Yeah.
And again, it's not my job to beat it into you.
Mm-hmm.
But what is my job is to tell you, either get over it, or I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot keep doing that.
Yeah.
One of our friends, again, I don't want to drop names here, but was having a difficult time with another one of our friends that was going through something, and our friend called us, and she was like, I don't know, you know, what I should do about this or whatever, and I don't want to feel bad for saying this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, this is what friends are all about.
Mm.
When your friend is down and out, you do what you can to be there for them,
mm.
to help them out. You're truthful, you're honest with them. You do everything you can to try to bring them out of it. But make no mistake, it is that person's job to bring themselves out of it. You can be the support system, just like the bra that you are to me
uh-huh.
in today's episode and moving forward. But you got to be able to tell these people the fucking truth. So our friend went and told them, look, I'm tired of hearing the same shit over and over again with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. It's literally making me sick and I'm losing my shit. But at the same time, I love who you are as a person. I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When she told me she had that conversation with our friend, I was like, good for you. Mm-hmm. Not in a shitty type of way, like, you fucking go, girl, tell that bitch shit. But she set the boundaries. And I know how difficult that can be for people to do sometimes.
Yeah. Setting up boundaries, it's hard.
So you guys, I'm dying to hear what you have to say about this and what you think. And let me know if I'm the type of friend that you would want to be friends with as far as, like, when it comes to seeking advice from me or wanting me to give my opinion on shit. And let me know if my delivery is too hard at times. I'm not going to switch it up because you guys tell me to, but I just want to know, maybe there's something that I'm not seeing. Make no mistake, again, I'm very passionate in what it is that I'm saying and what I'm doing. And I don't want passion to be mistaken for anger or misery. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we're talking about shit that we all know is true,
mm-hmm.
that a good majority of us have a hard time talking about.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're coming from a good place.
Exactly. Message. Exactly. So, all right, guys, let's switch gears here. I want to talk about you and I detoxing. I very much need it.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I do. Allie Levine actually made fun of me over the weekend. We were at her house mm-hmm. having barbecue. She's like, Chris, how many bowls have you smoked? And I was like, I don't know why. She goes, it's only been a half an hour and I've seen you smoke at least 5 bowls.
It really doesn't seem that much at all, though.
I'm not getting high. This is like, whether it's indica or sativa,
mm-hmm.
I am not getting high. It my tolerance is high.
Your tolerance builds up really quickly.
Yeah, it does. And also, too, like, when we were drinking over the weekend, we went to that birthday party, I couldn't get drunk. Allie was like, are you okay to drive? And I was like, I'm not even drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I wanted to kind of detox from food as well, too. Eat a little bit cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
We've been eating cleaner.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been saying this over and over again. I'm having a hard time with meat.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, just eating meat. You know? I'm sure I'll feel different when Dick comes around because I'll be all for it. But no, but like red meat and
is it
chicken.
The taste?
Yeah, I just don't have a taste for it anymore. And we were going to make spaghetti the other night again,
mm-hmm.
and there was no meat for it. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to make it vegetarian style. And it came out better than the meat sauce.
It's good.
Yeah, so I want to start detoxing, eating cleaner. Definitely, I don't know how long I'm going to stop smoking weed for. Maybe a month, maybe a week or whatever. Whatever the case may be, I just need that kind of downtime to get my head together and to kind of get out of this funk. Again, the last couple of weeks have been all over the place as far as like the eclipses and all the energy. I've been really doing a good job of kind of going within, taking a step back. I know you get the brunt of it because we're so close and you get to see me in all my fucking glory when I'm in a bad fucking mood. But I haven't... other than me fucking up the mic last time, this year, I haven't gone into full-blown tantrum.
No, like, I think that your tantrums has been getting a lot better for the past couple of years.
Because I'm doing the fucking work, and I also am reaching out more. I'm starting to realize that I don't have to go through this alone all the time.
Mm.
And if it wasn't for Lynn, I'm telling you right now, I don't know what I would do, especially when she brings clarity. Because again, a lot of psychics or even astrologers want to fluff shit up or, you know, say certain things. And I'm very much just tell me how to get over this, or not get over this. Tell me what this energy is so I can manipulate it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that it's going to be, again, we talked about this a couple episodes ago with the eclipses being in my seventh and first house. We all know what that means here. And I said this before, I know what the lesson is. How can I incorporate this?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, because it's the seventh house of relationships, partnerships, friendships, women, and the public, and then goes into my first house of image and who I am into the outward to the public, the work has kind of been done for me. A mm-hmm. lot of people have been exposed, or situations have been exposed that I needed to cut or I needed to see the truth of. And I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
My guides probably knew that I was very much on the edge of like destruction and there was not another fucking sprinkle I can take on top of my fucking sundae without it fucking falling completely to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. But that's because I'm willing to see the lesson there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, we were just outside smoking last week, right after that episode, and all that bullshit had gone down. Remember with the... I had that fucked up time at Good Morning La La Land. We recorded the episode.
Yeah.
And I was feeling that type of way. And I was like, I told you, I said, I know what this is. I know what I need to do here. How can I incorporate this, or how can I absorb this and project it outward?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, why don't we just kind of think about this for a little bit here? Wait till things die down and we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I got to do my part, but I learned the lesson. Mm-hmm. I'm not dumb when it comes to it. I know, again, when it comes to relationships, we've said this before, I used to be a certain way. I'm no longer that person. Give me the opportunity in a relationship to prove that. And I will show you. Because again, people can say, well, Chris, you're not in a relationship. You don't know how you're going to react. First of all, don't tell me how I'm going to fucking react, because I know myself better than you fucking know me. And I've been waiting for this for the last, I don't know how many fucking years. I ain't fucking this up. Believe you me, I ain't fucking this up. I want steady dick in my fucking bed. It ain't going anywhere. And I'm not going to be submissive in the relationship. I'm going to speak my truth, but I'm not going to sabotage it. I am going to keep in mind that this person had a life before I came into it. They still have that fucking life. When it comes to my friends, set boundaries with them. When it comes to my evolution in my personality and things that I've gone through, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I think I'm really doing a good job of staying afloat. And I'm not seeking the validation from you. I'm not seeking the validation from anybody else but myself. I like who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on my ass, my guides, the other day, and they were like, okay, you know what the next step is for you? And I was like, I know, I think I've lost a lot of weight.
You have.
Shut up. You're such a bastard.
Like,
you're such a...
You have.
You guys...
Like, you can't lose any more weight because your titties gonna be gone.
They need to be gone. But I got a lot of compliments over the weekend about losing weight. I need to go harder with that. I really, really need to lose more fucking weight. And I need to focus the attention on my outward appearance now.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's good on the inside. It's not picture perfect. And it's not done growing and evolving. But right now, I can leave that on autopilot and start working on my outward appearance, which I really been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need new clothes. I was talking to Allie about this. I was like, I need a fucking stylist. And she's like, girl, let me get in your fucking closet because I'm sick of this black. She's all, what are you wearing to the party? She's like, oh, wait a minute. Let me guess. All black. I was like, girl, you already fucking know. But yeah, I want to switch things up and do that. I am very well aware of who I am, my faults, and I guess except when it comes to my approach with people. But I tend to think of it as, speak to those the way that you want to be spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm your friend, I am really your fucking friend.
Yeah, you are.
I go above and beyond. I am one of the most loyalist fucking bitches out there. I will fucking have your back. If you are sitting in a cell somewhere rotting, I'm the bitch putting a file in a cake for you and bringing it to the jailhouse. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing I will not do for my fucking friend.
You invest a lot in your relationships.
Do I expect the same thing in return? No. I except for loyalty and honesty. But to go above and beyond, you taught me that lesson with, I never asked you to. Since you've told me that was back in 2007 or 8, yeah, I was like, okay, then you're doing this because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why. Not because I'm looking for validation from you. When I tell you you don't have to worry about the bill, it's not because I'm a baller or because, you're a woman and that's my job. No, because when you're with me and you're my fucking friend, I value that fucking friendship and value who you are, and I know that I shouldn't have to pay for everything. That's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I'm doing all that, like paying and, you know, when we go out and stuff, is because we don't have a house to entertain in.
Yeah.
If I had my own fucking place, all that shit would be done in the house. And you know my fucking food is amazing. So again, until I get that, you guys, it's going to be out all the time. But but yeah, I when it comes to friend, when it comes to me, again, I'm this is not. I'm struggling with this because I don't want it to sound like I'm coming from a place of ego or pride here, but I am very well aware of who I am, my faults, and what makes me here, and I'm working through it, and I don't project that outward. You will never see, I guess a good majority of the time when people see me, I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't come across bitter or angry or anything like that. Like I said, I don't know. I'm having a tough time with today's episode.
Like when you're around friends, you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So again, when you're around comfort, you know, people that you trust, you're a very comfortable person.
Yeah, but like, you know, having bunk friendships or, you know, disappointing friendships makes me really, again, it makes me a little salty. I'm not going to lie, because then what I want to do is I want to say, you know what? Fuck everybody. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm fucking sick of this person. And then I start evaluating all the friendships and thinking, are they really using me? Are they using me for my ability? And is the real reason why I'm not friends with them anymore is because I told them something that they didn't want to fucking hear or they wanted to accept.
I think your friends kind of know where you come from when they ask for your opinion or your help on something, that you're going to give them the truth.
Yeah.
So they should expect how blunt you're going to be about it, mm-hmm. I think.
But I guess the real test will be once I get involved in a relationship and into situations that will showcase the lessons that I have learned. Does that make sense? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm excited to see how you're going to be and how you're going to handle the situation.
Well, you are one of those people that are telling me that I'm not going to be able to give up control.
It's going to be pretty difficult for you.
You're lying. It's not going to be difficult.
It's my truth.
It's our truth. Yeah, no. You've never seen me in a relationship, though. You haven't. And at the beginning of our friendship, I gave you a lot of control. I gave, until I started realizing, again, you guys, this is not a shot at Jay, until I started realizing some of your inadequacies.
Ugh. Everyone has inadequacies.
Of course. I'm filled with them at times. But am I lying by saying that together, you and I, the friendship, that these lessons that we have learned, we hold each other accountable with?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm not going to let you skate by with shit that I've already told you, except with the one thing that I've always been bitching about for 12 years, which is the way that you communicate and the way that you come across. What is your gripe about me?
Again, you have control issues. You know, like you want to have control over a lot of things, like everyone does. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people want.
Is that with people?
I think with everything. I mean, you don't want to lose control. I mean, a lot of people don't want to lose control of any situation.
But having that much self-control isn't hindering me from doing shit. It's not stopping me from being me. Are you saying that? Let me back up here. When you're saying I have too much control, are you saying that I'm trying to control everything that's going on, even people?
No, just anything that concerns you, like how it would affect you.
Why shouldn't I?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like...
But how can you have too much self-control when it comes to you? I'm not hindering myself from love. I'm not hindering myself from friendships or opportunity or experience.
So let's say when
Jesus,
Mike comes on...
You guys. Oh,
so
God.
Let's say here comes Mike, and he does something that you don't like, you're going to tell him, hey, I don't like this. I don't want it. You know, I don't want you to do this. I want it this way. I want it my way. That's how you're going to be.
Ladies, perfect example of the way a man comes across. That's dumb.
Well, that's what you do.
Why can't I tell somebody I don't like that? Or, okay.
It's called compromise.
The fact that I'm telling you that I don't like it is compromising to the situation of saying, I don't, I'm telling you, but I'm not being, I mean, you, I don't know.
But you're
know.
Not being, you're not a bitch about it.
Well, I think you're using this as an example when it comes to the editing process and the way that I do things versus the way that you do things, because you tell me I do things the long, hard out and drawn way. I do things my way, the way that I understand it. And
I wasn't alluding to that, but that makes
horrible.
If you want to throw it in there, well, I'm good with that too.
But I don't control other people or my friendships or relationships. I'm not that. When it comes to other people and their lives and what they do, if you're coming to seek the advice from me, that's where it stays.
Yeah.
And you might think it's a contradiction to the very beginning of it. It's not a. I'm not expecting you to do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You have free will and free reign to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go and do it the way that you want to do it, and you bomb, don't bring that up to me again.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not because you didn't listen to what I had to say, but you are hell-bent on doing things your way to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be that way. I'm not like that anymore. You're a goddamn... Look at your eyes. Look, you guys, if there was this fucking recording here, you would see his fucking eyes. You are full of shit. I don't have that much... I'm not like that.
Mike, you're going to let us know when you come?
Are you? This is in regards to relationship, right?
In regards to anything, because this is pretty broad, you know, about your control issues.
Well, you will see. And I don't know why JoJo, our friend JoJo from Twitter, Instagram, who now I call my sister, that I think she lives out in Miami.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I'm feeling the need for you, JoJo, to back me up on today's episode. I don't know why, but I really feel, girl, that I can feel your vibes. And I haven't even spoken to you today. I can feel your vibes and... This would be like a tag team type of thing. I'm going to tag her in so she can talk shit to you, even though she probably won't because she fucking loves you. But again, we're all over the place on this episode. I have I guess the proof is in the pudding, and we will see when I get involved in a relationship,
because yes.
I'm going to make it very well. If he wants to make it public,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it as public as I possibly can. There will be no PDA. I'm not like that, but
not yet.
Depends. Maybe. Maybe I'll be so smitten that I'll just be sitting on his lap like a little baby.
Gross.
Or, you know, running my fingers through his hair. Or, you know, maybe having my hand on his lap. Whatever the case may be, that's as good as it's going to get here. But you guys will fucking see. And then I want all you guys to write in and tell me, Chris, you're fucking up. Or, you know, this is what I truly want to hear. You are right, Chris. You were really practicing what you preached. And when it came to the relationship, this is the most beautiful relationship we've ever seen. This is better than Brittany and Jax or whatever the fuck that guy is from Vanderpump Rules and that relationship there. This is picture perfect. That's the kind, again, there's going to be problems in that relationship, but I am very much willing to give up control.
I hope so. Okay. I want to see you happy.
You want to see me in compromising situations. You want to see me uncomfortable. You want to see Mike say something to me that's going to make my asshole pucker because you know it's going to rub me the wrong way, or it's something that that I talk shit about.
Oh, that's definitely gonna be fun for sure. But I do want to see you happy. You deserve it.
I deserve it. But yes, I would like the opportunity to prove myself. Not that I'm looking for validation here, but to. This is going to sound egotistical and prideful as well, and I don't mean to say the word lead, like I'm leading a bunch of people, but lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want the opportunity to prove that to myself, to you, and for people to see that I'm just not full of shit. I'm not just talking shit for the sake of talking it. But you guys, like I said, with this being a walking, or this podcast being a diary, you guys are seeing the evolution of Chris, Jay, and everybody else that we bring on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So as I start to grow and evolve in my life, it's going to reflect on the podcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys can make the connections there and really, really see that. Again, at the end of the day, I may look bitchy. I may come across very direct. It may be too hard for some people out there, but I'm a really, really nice person. I am very, very fucking loyal to those that I love and those that I fuck with. And I would never, ever, just because I'm a psychic, would never tell anybody shit and abuse my power just for the sake of doing it. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, when I say that you have to ask me for insight, you really do. Name one time where I've said, can I read you?
Yeah. No.
Or when we're having conversations with our friends and they're telling me about what's going on, because sometimes it does lead into readings. We can't help it. Our conversations are very deep, especially with our girl, with my girls, mm-hmm. with our girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gets very, very deep and it ends up turning into a reading, but that's only because it's part of the conversation. So when we're talking with our friends or whatever, and it has to come to psychic stuff, I always say, do you want my opinion? Or do you want, are you just venting?
Uh-huh.
Like, right or wrong, be truthful here.
It's true. It's true. Like I don't think it's a psychic reading. It's just, it leads down that way. It's a deep conversation. So it comes really natural, I think.
But I'm the first one to say, do you want me to say what I'm going to say? Or are you just venting? Do you want my opinion? Or is this where Jay is talking and Chris is just listening? He's strictly an observer.
Uh-huh.
I always say that shit. That's just who I am. I don't want to ever abuse my power or just say, oh, well, because I'm a psychic, I know. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not who I am. And the way that I come across on the show is to let people know this is my the method behind my madness here is to let people know that I'm a real person that goes through real shit, that speaks on it, that has faults just like everybody else, but I'm exposing those faults and those relationships that I have in my life here to prove a point or to get you guys to see that or maybe resonate with you guys that are going through the same shit that I'm going through. There's a lot of intuitive people out there that suffer from the same shit that I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up. Tell that person. And if it ruins that friendship, then it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to cut people off or, again, to... One last thing, and then I'm done with this topic because it's just going over and over again. The delivery that I have on the podcast is completely different than the delivery that I have when I'm talking to my friends one-on-one.
Absolutely.
It's a very warm and it's very understanding type of energy. I am never one to point my fucking finger and tell you guys, this is what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. Even though that I know that you're full of shit and you're my friend,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that because what difference does it make? I don't got to look in the mirror.
You're going to do whatever you're going to do anyways.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not the one that has to deal with that fucking problem. I feel for you. And I hurt when you hurt, at times, but it's not my fucking problem. What you choose to do with the advice that I give you is what you choose to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But I will draw the line if you keep coming and asking me the same shit over and over again, then it's done.
Yeah.
And there's a couple people just really fast here, again, like I said, I'm done, that I've set the boundaries with and we're still friends. Or I had to draw the line.
Yeah.
So you guys out there, be real friends to people. Speak up in a constructive and in a friendly type of way here. Because at the end of the day, they're still friends here. We all fuck up. I would expect them to hold me accountable for shit too and tell me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying. You guys, you people that are out there, the audience listening to the podcast, you guys really, really do a number on me when it comes to keeping me accountable or remembering what I said on previous episodes and bringing it into, sliding into my DMs and telling me shit. I fucking love it because not only does it validate, again, I'm not looking for validation, it validates the fact that you guys are listening and you guys feel me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, JoJo, after every episode, I need to have her on because she would be like the Robin to the Howard Stern. She's metaphysical. She's just super fun. And she's always going back and she wants to know the takeaway of the episode. So we banter back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I love that type of relationship. It's not just her. It's a bunch of other people too. So when it comes to the show here, I know my message is getting across to those that vibe and fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are a little slow to warm, no problem. Also, for those that don't want to accept the truth, that's where the bullshit comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not willing to take a good look at themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you guys. I'm done with this conversation. This episode is all over the place. I want to jump into a whole different topic here, and I want to talk about Leo season and what to expect. Let me just tell you about Leo season real fast. My very, very good... I said Cancers are my good friends. True. Leo women. And I dated two Leo men. early Leos, right before the 30th or the 31st of July. Best time for Leos. No disrespect to my August Leos. You guys are just a little bit more advanced as far as like your presence than early Leo. I love early Leo because they're funny to me. Marissa Mendez is an early Leo, and she fucking, their sense of humor is, I mean, she cracked up, I don't, maybe because she was stoned, but you know, her dog Nova kept jumping all over me, and I really think that bitch wanted to see me uncomfortable, and she liked the fact that I was like, oh wow, your dog's jumping all over me. She could not stop laughing, and then the dog fucking farted all over me, and I was like, god damn it, Nova. And she's like, what happened? I was like, he farted. It must be funny to her to see me uncomfortable.
It's fun to watch you squirm.
Our good friend who passed away, happy belated birthday to you, my love, was an early Leo, and he was also our roommate. And you can't tell me that you didn't hear me laughing the whole fucking time.
All the time.
He brought in, God, I don't want to cry, but he brought in so much laughter. When I say laughter, I'm talking like fall to the floor laughing. I love it. So when it comes to Leo season, do you? It is ruled by the sun. It is shining bright. It is stepping out, making an appearance. It's pride. Not pride in a, it's all about me, me, me. But at the same time, it should be you. It should be the time that you go out there and you make your presence known in the world. But yeah, do you this season. Go out there. Have a good fucking time. Go to concerts. Go to parties. Marissa Mendez is having a birthday party over the weekend that I plan on making an appearance at. So I'm going to be doing that, hanging out with all the girls, doing me, unloading. I'm going to be drinking, maybe not smoking, but I want to have a good time. I want to, that's what it is, expressing one's self. So you guys, work the fuck out of a room this season. Do you. Don't hold yourself back. Really, really take a step back. Look in the mirror and have pride in yourself. Build yourself up. Tell yourself that you are beautiful. Tell yourself that you are deserving of this. And don't stop until you got that in your fucking hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's so very inspiring.
I hope so. I mean, for Leo season. Mercury retrograde right now. I am all over the place on this episode. I really feel like this is like kind of like a wild card type of episode, as I'm having like this acid reflux coming up right now and I can't stop burping. But yeah, I just, again, do you this season. Let's party. Let's have a good time, because then comes Virgo season.
Your favorite.
We'll talk about Virgo season later. I might take a month off just to stick my head in the sand. But yeah, really fast, you guys, and then I'm done. I want to make this quick announcement really fast. Tickets are almost sold out for this coming September event in Joshua Tree at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center that me, Sarah Fruman, Michelle Prentice, and our girl Kate are going to be doing. I think we've got like maybe a handful of tickets left. They are fucking selling fast. Sarah was so worried that we weren't going to sell it. I was like, girl, I'm not even worried about this. Get your fucking ticket. It is going to be a life-changing event. Step in and see what this is all about here. Because like I said, we are dropping truth bombs. This is not going to be a exposing you to the point where you're raw when you go home and you're like, I don't even know why I went there. This is not holding yourself back anymore. This is stepping into the driver's seat and taking control of your life. It's going to be an amazing fucking event. Not only because we get free reign on this, but because we've aligned with some really, really good fucking people. And I'm so excited. There's a couple people that reached out that told me, I got my ticket. I am fucking dying to hug the fuck out of you guys, because I feel like we're already family and we know each other. It's going to be an amazing fucking time. Tons of pictures. I want to take tons of pictures with you guys if we can allow that. But just get in there and do you. Stop holding yourself back. Stop worrying about things that are not in your control, and control what you can, which is you. Right?
Yeah.
So you guys, again, handful of tickets left. Reach out to School of Sparkles. Get your fucking ticket. Sign up for this life-changing event. Again, I will be there. Michelle Prentice will be there. Kate will be there. Sarah Freeman will be there. And a whole bunch of other people. We're going to have a really, really good time. This is going to be a metaphysical event. This is going to be life-changing. This is going to be stepping into the vortex that me, you, and Michelle created. I can't fucking wait.
Me neither.
For those of you wanting insight, maybe you guys are having issues with friends and you guys want to discuss that, sign up for a reading. tell, you know, we can talk about how you can be a better friend and how people can be better to you. Sign up at chrismedina.guide for a half an hour session or an hour long session. Start off with a half an hour because you guys know I say this all the time. It's usually 40 to 45 minutes and it's still at that flat rate of a half an hour. For those of you wanting to see what's going on in the social media world with me, who I'm partying with, who I'm hanging out with, who I'm giving readings to, or what type of outfit that I'm wearing that's all black, hit me up at Psychic Chris M for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. DM me, let me know what's going on and how you feel about the episodes. You guys know I love fucking connecting with you guys at Psychic Chris M, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. For those of you wanting to give show ideas or have comments about what Jay and I have been talking about on today's episode, or just want to fucking share what's going on with you, or want to just say hi, hit us the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com for show ideas, just dropping a dime, anything you guys want to discuss or you guys want us to know about, hit us up, email us. So this is Chris Medina with my cancer friend Jay saying we are out.
Bye.